like we always do. Vegas, no, you got some shit on your chest.
Hold on, because I got some shit brewing right now. Hold on.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to the biggest, boldest, blackest show on your radio. It's the One United Radio Network premiere episode. Premiere show. Talk Black to Me. I got on the line right now my main jigger behind the trigger, Mr. M. Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WRUN, Real Nigga Radio, all real, all the time. Y'all already know I'm bringing my particular brand of bullshit to this very special episode of Talk Black to Me.
Talk Black to Me. And also, I got the world's greatest co-host. You know her. I know her. We all love her. LL.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, guys. Hey, John. Hey, Vegas.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah, what
right
up,
on.
Great I'm to going be to, here.
I'm going to tell you right now, man, this is probably one of my most excited episodes. One of my most excited experiences, you know what I'm saying? Because we've been all off the mic for so long, the three of us together. I mean, I've done some episodes in Vegas, obviously. You've done some episodes, and L, you've just been vacationing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, social distancing, doing whatever the fuck you've been doing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's been a minute since... Trying to stay alive, I feel you. And it's been a minute since we've been on the mic together. Right. Even though we're in three different spots, it's like being able to connect has been a daunting task. You know what I'm saying? So the unity that we have, and I can honestly tell you that there are no other people or persons that I would rather be doing this show with than you guys, because I know that you're going to bring the rough, rugged, the raw, the true, and, you know, I can always get it from you, and we're fam. You know what I'm saying? We fam. So,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to do something right now that I've never had to do before. I've never had to extend a disclaimer on the episode, but on this one I am, because you probably don't want to hear some of the stuff that's gonna come out of my mouth, so parental discretion is advised. Then you don't want to be listening to this episode right here with your kids in the car, with your 3-year-old in the car, you know what I'm saying? Because he gonna ask you a couple times, Mom, what's a motherfucker? Because it's going to be plenty of motherfuckers thrown around. You know? You know what I'm saying? I mean, because I got plenty of motherfuckers for you on this episode. Now, we'll probably clean up the other episode. The other episodes are going to be a little bit lighter. But on this one right here, no. We slinging motherfuckers like goddamn Samuel L. Jackson around this motherfucker. So go on here.
Say it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and then I got a big announcement at the end. So, with that being said, L?
Yes.
Vegas?
Yup.
Okay. Put the Twitter down, brother. Put the Twitter down now. We know what you're doing. You over there looking for big headed, short, midget, red bones with big booties.
All right, I'm putting the Twitter down. It got way too predictable out here.
And this is why I love you guys, man. I could not do this show without you guys. I could do it without you, but it wouldn't have the same effect. You know what I mean? It wouldn't
have the same effect. Thank you.
That's why we got to do this shit just like this, bar none, you know what I'm saying, against everything and whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, fuck it. Man, we gonna get mad at each other. Hey, like my uncle used to say, teeth and tongue fall out sometimes. You know what I mean?
Well, that's right, Ja. You know, as much as I love you and everything, I'll be like, where's Vegas? Is Vegas going to be on the show too? Because when we three get together, it is a blast. It really is.
So whenever we get the opportunity to actually broadcast, no matter where we are, from what we're doing, and take a moment and give this moment right here, and the three of us, I mean, okay, I'm going to go ahead and throw out my first motherfucker, okay?
That's
y'all
fine.
Ready? Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Cool, because I already warned him, didn't I,
Yes, you did.
Did I warn him, Vegas?
For sure.
I already told him. Okay, fine. We the baddest motherfuckers on the goddamn radio right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We the dynamic trio. You can't find a better show than this one.
Talk but black anyway, to me.
Say it again.
Talk black to me.
One more time for the motherfuckers in the back.
Talk black to me.
Now do it real sexy like.
Talk black to me.
That's why she's the world's greatest co-host, man. And God damn it, this is Talk Black to Me, man. Let's get this party started. Hell.
That's right. Yes.
Know you brought some stuff to the table. What you talking about? I have no idea what the hell you finna say.
I think we all gonna talk about the same things because everything's been getting on in our goddamn nerves. Okay? We gonna talk about the same thing.
All right, run it. Throw the first one out. Let's go. I mean, I don't plan for this shit.
Y'all know I come with new and improved bullshit every time, so.
Hey, hey, look, that's, hey, bro, it takes a village.
So, hey, what I'm about to talk about is going to bring up something. So, You know.
Who just took a sip? Who just took a sip, man?
I did.
Right in the mic, bro? Oh, man. Oh, speaking of mics. L, I'm gonna come back to you. And Vegas, I'm gonna get on you in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But I would just like to announce to the world that I'm talking to you from behind the One United Radio Network golden microphone.
Did you hear me?
That's fucking fine. Golden microphone.
What?
We blowing up.
That is all right.
That's right.
A gold microphone. Wow, that is pretty nifty. Microphone.
I tell you what, in a couple of days you'll be able to see this bitch on goddamn on our social media page. But later on, we get to that. All right. We get to it in a minute. Yeah, what you got? I had to do it because, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't Shane. Shit.
I know that's right. Well, you know, I got a few words I have to say to y'all, and just want to say that the definition of entanglement is when you're tangled in the sheets.
Oh.
Girl, I know we don't call it a relationship, but you're still fucking with me.
Man, what the hell are you talking about?
Shawty, leaning on my shoulder, got her question my willpower.
Uh-oh.
Jaded by her beauty, but her reputation real solid.
Nah.
Oh, we finna go for that? Oh, that's how we just do it?
He just dropped it last night.
Alcina.
He got a new song called Entanglement. He just dropped it last night. Those are the few words, the lyrics from the song that I just said.
That would make me want to text a couple of my entanglements.
That's right. That's right. When she said entanglement, I understood exactly what she meant. I knew exactly what she meant.
This song,
by the way, is August and Rick Ross.
Yeah, featuring the boy Rick Ross. Shout out Miami 305. What up? Dade County, what's up?
Rick Ross. Ricky Rose. In August. Entanglement. That's my favorite song now. That's my favorite song.
I don't know, y'all. You might have to insert a little snippet right here.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I ain't got no snippets for that shit, man. That's them folks' thing, man, and that's what they doing, bro. I got bigger fish to fry.
That's everybody's thing right now.
Yeah, not mine. It ain't no damn everybody because it ain't mine. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Look, hey, you fucking who you fucking, I don't care who you fucking.
Well, first and foremost, man, I would just like to say, Will, it's all right to cry, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Not me, not for me, but for you.
Bro.
Listen, Will, it's all right to cry, big dog. You know, it's for you. It's all right for you, do your thing, please. Do your thing. Because, my boy, listen. First and foremost, Will, let me let you know something, man. Because I see a lot of people, you know, trying to get a little advice to you online and everything like that. But let me give you some real nigga advice real quick from yours truly, M. Vegas. Okay? She belongs to the streets. Okay? Number one, she was never yours to begin with. Everybody in their mamas knows that was Tupac Shakur's woman.
Facts.
You just been renting her for 20-some years.
Facts.
You know, you got a lease on that. You know what I mean? I even tweeted this after the news broke that she was in an entanglement. Shout out to August. I even tweeted this after the news broke that she was in an entanglement. You know what I mean? I said Tupac messed Jada up by dying too soon.
Yeah, he did.
He messed her up mentally. She'll never be right. Will, you've been renting that, leasing that, if you will, for 20-some years. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, hey, you just got to, you own it. Well, you don't own it. That shouldn't even be a part of your vocabulary, Playboy.
Well, look, here's the thing, man. If we're gonna deal with that, let's go ahead and deal with it. Okay? Because Jada from back in the day before she even met Will was
Pop's girl.
The cat that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Pop's girl, you know what I'm saying? She was the thug nigga type.
Tupac wrote woman a letter. Tupac wrote a poem for this woman, said she could bring him to climax without sex. If a man tell a woman something like that.
That's awesome.
I don't care who deal with her afterwards. Look, she would always belong to that young man. You know what? Somebody told me something a couple weeks ago, and I'll never forget it. They said the first person through the door will always have a key.
That's bullshit.
Hey, man.
Bullshit.
I ain't talking about just hitting it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, so ultimately what you're saying is that Jada Pinkett was on her way to being Erykah Badu.
Jada Pinkett could never be Erykah Badu.
But she was evolving. I mean, Jada think Pinkett, about Erykah.
Had Tupac been alive,
right?
Kids, what I'm saying is, them kids would not be named Willow, and them kids would not be named Jaden.
Look, we got Willow, Jaded. You know what I'm saying? And all that. Only thing we need is one more. That's, you know, Willow, Jaded. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, and Swallow.
They would not. Them kids would not be named that.
That would have told the damn story right there.
If Tupac was still
Willow and Swallow,
she would be married to Tupac and have kids with Tupac, you know, and be a totally different woman. She wouldn't be Erykah Badu, but she would be a totally different, you know.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't know. Elle, what you think?
No, she's not an Erykah Badu. But by the way, Erykah Badu is having her new next fragrance. She's gonna
Erykah
name it.
Erykah Badu has changed our lives.
But Jada
has changed a lot of lives now.
Yeah, Jada. And Jada's been my girl since the very beginning, since she's been on TV. So you know, Jada has always been somebody. That is a sexy woman. We know that they had an open marriage from the beginning. They talked about this before, years and years and years.
Exactly.
The thing about it is, Will has been with different people. People say that he's been with women and men. And Jada has been with Jada.
We don't know yet. I'm talking rumors.
I'm talking rumors, but at the same time, okay, they have said this on television. They have said this in interviews about their marriage and how their marriage is their marriage in their special way. And so my whole thing is with this, he already knew about August. He already knew that they had a relationship.
My only issue is that they tried to deny it up front. And then when you bring yourself to the red table,
Look. You can put me on the late freight, okay? I have no problem with that. But Will knew.
Yes. Will knew. He already knew about August. They've already had a discussion before they even got back together.
Oh, shit. Well, here's the deal. When you open up your relationship like that, then fine, cool. You know what I'm saying? You get what comes down the pipe.
Well, that's the thing about it. That's what Will is mad about. And that's what I'm mad about. August shouldn't have opened up his damn mouth. That's the issue. We don't know who all Will's been with because no one has come out and said it. We don't know who all Jada's been with because no one has come out and said it until now, right when his album's going to be released. He's the one that opened it up. He's the one that let people know it was him.
That was with Jada. That August has blown this whistle. It's just the first time that it's been confirmed. August blew this same whistle 2 years ago when it was just speculation, so nobody believed him. But now it's been confirmed. See, here's the thing that I truly believe. I truly believe that they all in bed together on this one, as they have been for years.
No pun intended.
Pun definitely intended.
I believe that too.
You know, because I just recently found out, you know, just to piggyback off of this, I just recently found out that you cannot, you can't release. There's no such thing as leaking a sex tape. So Kim Kardashian, I done figured you out, girl. You signed them releases, Ray J.
Yeah.
Signed them releases. The only person that was involved that didn't know nothing about it, hold on, y'all, was Nick Cannon. Because Nick Cannon was dating Kim Kardashian at the time that the tape was released. And when he asked her about it, he said that he literally seen Ray J 2 weeks prior to that. He said that him and Ray J always had these jokes that they would play on each other. And he saw Ray J. He was walking with Kim one day downtown L.A. And they saw Ray J on the other side of the street. And Ray J was with some girl. And And Nick made a joke about it or whatever. And Ray J told him, you ain't gonna be joking about that in 2 weeks. And then as he was leaving, he was like, I wonder what he's thinking. What do you mean by that? 2 weeks later is when the tape dropped and he asked her, he said at the time he didn't even know that you can't leak a sex tape.
Right.
So when he asked her about it, she lied to him and said, no, I didn't know anything about it. You know what I mean?
Well, hold on, bro. Now, if that been the case, then we got to go back and revisit R. Kelly.
Okay, so here's the difference about that. That whole circumstance was illegal. It was child porn, number one. Nobody signing a release on child porn.
Bro, you can't have it one way. And
number two, tape was released on the black market. It was never intended to hit the public. The Kim Kardashian Ray J tape. The Kim Kardashian Ray J tape was meant to go public. It did.
Because they had to sign for it.
Exactly. The R. Kelly tape never went public. It just went, somebody anonymously stuck it into the mail and sent it to the DA. And then it was leaked from the court system to online.
All right. Okay. I mean, it is what it is.
What I'm saying is, if this was one of those cases, y'all got to excuse me. This is just, the attorney coming out of me right now, due to my studies and shit. So
right on.
If this was the case, even in this situation, instead of her taking herself to the red table, as she did, she could have just sued the young man for defamation of character. Now, this is in the case that they wasn't all in bed together. And he leaked some of her private information. You see what I'm saying? Then she could have just sued this young man for defamation of character or anything, like, you know what I mean? But that's not the case. The case is she just made it bigger by saying, yeah, it was a little entanglement or whatever. Now this man dropping the album next month.
Right.
All of a sudden.
How convenient. Right.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm thinking too, because how exactly. All of a sudden you have a song called Entanglement on the new album.
Just that quickly. Exactly. So it's like, come on, man. Y'all all in this together. Y'all all in this together. Like, the public just can't see it, but they all in it together.
So you're actually trying to make it sound like it's a ploy for a sacrifice. Yeah, I will sacrifice your reputation, for ratings. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what it sounds like. When I put all the pieces of the puzzle together, it's like, yeah, we're going to take the hit, but we all in it together, so we all eat, we all live.
Exactly. Number one, the public loves Jada.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's what I was saying. When you talk about reputation, Ja, this is not messing up her reputation at all.
Nah, it's really just making her
love Jada.
Yeah, damn.
And all that. The whole thing is making her look even better, because it's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Right. Now she's making it look good for cougars out here in these streets. I might go and get me.
Everybody to be totally honest,
entanglement right now.
Right.
And to be totally honest, man, I really don't even look at Jada as being a cougar. You know what I'm saying? Because she's still relatively a young looking chick. You know what I'm saying? And even though she's been around for a while, I don't see her as being a cougar, because I don't know, man. They running the right type of game.
Well, What's up? Look at her as a cougar, job, because she's our age.
Right.
That's why. I mean, she's a good looking our age woman.
Nobody asked you to say a damn thing about our age.
But she is 20 years. She was 20 years older than the man. Than the right. young man, your boy, whatever, and because that's just something I could never do. No, 20 years younger, I just can't do that. But Jada says she was in a certain way in her life. She was mentoring him at the time, and she, from what I gather from Will, she was just going a little buck wild and she just wanted to do it. And so, yes, she was definitely a cougar to this man.
Okay, to this man. I've spent about as much time on this episode with Will and Jada, and they jaded.
Entanglement.
As I want to, as a matter of fact, I spent more. L, what else do you have that is not Will and Jada related?
Because
it's some shit I got.
That's really, really hard. I just can't think of anybody. What about the orange man? Hello? The orange man.
Who?
Oh, the Trump? Racist orange man. Yes, Trump.
Oh, we ain't finna talk about that motherfucker.
All the shit he's been saying and doing, and y'all can't see this?
Okay. Come on. Who is y'all? Come on. What you got? What you got on Trump? God damn, I ain't gonna never get to what I got to say.
Trump is Trump. He's being the real Trump. He's being the racist that he is. All the stuff that he's been doing the past few months. And let's not talk about how he's been not leading us regarding this coronavirus shit.
He did wear a mask the other day, though.
Hold on, let me say something.
Yeah, here it comes.
Hey, Trump. You know, I don't read too much.
No, I'm gonna let you know. Hold on, bro. The views and expressions that are about to be said next may or may not directly represent the views and expressions of Talk Black to Me or One United Radio.
Just saying, man. Look, Trump. listen, bro. I'ma holler at you. Real one too.
I don't know what this motherfucker about to say, man. But go ahead.
Trump.
You even get locked up. Hold on.
Trump, let me holler at you. Real one to orange one. Let me holler at you.
Get the feds come knocking on that goddamn door.
I ain't even trying to offend, cause Trump, listen, bro. I know you got a lot of things going on in your personal life right now.
Hell, why are you over there laughing?
I'm listening.
You're a little under attack. You know what I'm saying? You got warrants out, my boy. You feel me? I feel you, bro. My boy got warrants out. My boy got multiple baby mamas. You feel me? Like, Trump. See, it sound like I'm describing a brother, don't it? Multiple baby mamas. My boy got warrants out. All type of stuff he got going on.
Do I know this guy?
He got bill collectors chasing him. People wanting their checks.
Right.
Trump, you got everything going on right now. If I describe you and ain't know who I was talking about, they'll think I was talking about a brother, bro. I know you got a lot going on in your life right now. You know what I'm saying?
Because I know somebody in each one of those categories. Just like Tupac said,
you got busters, hoes, and police watching you. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, bro.
They still can't see you, dog. You know what I'm saying? This is in no way endorsing.
Sound like a whole Trump supporter right now, Vegas.
This is no way endorsing what your policies is and what you do as a personal man. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I feel where you coming from. I see what you are going through, baby. You feel me? But I got to say, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm gonna get one anyway. You feel me? I got to say. Bro, release the motherfucking checks, bro. Stop playing, bro. They say you're supposed to be dropping a second stimmy. Some more Donald bucks, bro. Some more Donnie dollars. You feel me? Drop that second stimmy, bro. Stop playing out here in these streets, bro. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Playing with people's emotions.
Yeah. You know? Come on, dog. You know you got it on ya. You got it on ya. Come on, man. Come on, dog. You feel me?
We already got it spent.
Got it on you, player. You know what I'm saying? Release them Donald. Release right. them Donald. Them Donnie Dollars. That second stemmy. You feel me? Feed the streets. Don't be
greedy.
Oh,
my gosh.
Don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. And Kanye, bro, sit your ass down.
Sit down.
Wait, hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up, man. Hold up, man. Hold up, man. Look. Leave Kanye alone.
I'm gonna say what need to be said. Everybody else out here trying to be tight lipped and everything like that, cause that's they boy. Listen, man, I'm gonna tell you something straight up. I'm gonna tell you something straight up.
Kanye got issues, bro. We as the black community been knowing that Kanye ain't been the same since his mama checked out.
I understand that, but listen to what I'm saying
and
right
then
now.
Then he got with them goddamn Kardashians.
You ain't
hear
me though.
Saying? Come on, bro.
You ain't hear me though. You ain't hear me though. You ain't hear me though. You ain't hear me though.
Black shit. People, go
black
ahead.
People, black people. Kanye just became a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Black folks don't buy music.
No.
How did Kanye become a billionaire? Influential Hispanic and white children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if Kanye decides, you see what I'm saying? So yes, the black community knows that he has mental issues ever since his mama passed away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? God bless the dead. Rest in peace, Dondra. You know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace.
Okay, we know that. So we ain't going out voting for him. We ain't supporting. But apparently, if they can make you a billionaire, these little Latin and white children that are very impressionable can make you the president, sir. Sit your ass down now, but we have some problems.
And we don't need it. We don't need it.
I don't know. Hey, you got Trump in office right now.
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you right now, dog. We got a lot of shit on our plate already as a black community.
Right.
We don't want to have that under our belt as well. That the whole let these folks throw this shit away themselves.
Right.
We ain't gonna give them the satisfaction of saying that, you know, we was the cause of the country falling too. It's on its last leg. Let them go and finish it off on themselves. Kanye, sit your ass down.
Look, man, hold on. I just thought about something. L, do you not realize that every episode we do, Vegas is telling somebody to sit their ass down?
It got to, man.
Hey,
I mean, this ain't the first time. This ain't the first time we done let him get on the damn mic, and then he talking about, no, sit your ass down. No, we ain't got to. Sit your ass down.
Always somebody.
Sit your ass down.
It is the thing. It's always somebody from our community. And the thing about it is
the first one, L.
Oprah needs to sit her ass down.
He was hot about that one.
Oprah and Gail. That's when that shit started. Okay. And he been sitting motherfuckers down every week.
Because in the black community, for some reason, we will sit back and watch somebody nut the hell up without telling them to sit their ass down. I'm just that uncle in the corner that will tell them to sit their ass down.
You that drunk uncle in the corner.
Listen, man, I say it every year. And all my nephews know. I ain't trying to put y'all boys on blast on air because I got a whole lot of nephews. But they know. Come New Year's Day, the first thing out of my mouth when I wake up in that morning.
Sit your ass down.
It ain't even sit your ass down.
Okay.
It's Big Unk is handing out ass whoopings all insert year here. Who want one? All right. Then sit your ass down.
Oh God! This has got to be the best episode, man, we have ever produced, bro. I mean, I can feel it right now. You know what I mean? The energy, it can't be surpassed. L, God damn it! Let's move on before this motherfucker start. I told you it's gonna be a lot of motherfuckers in this episode. I warned y'all before this motherfucker start. Go follow.
I'm gonna move to you. Move on to what you want to talk about. We ready for the motherfuckers.
Oh, shit. Oh. Whoa, wait, what?
Huh?
Hell.
What?
Hell.
What?
Did you just say motherfucker? Not yes, you. Sir.
Yes, I did.
Not hell. Hell. Mm-hmm. The pristine Christine.
You know what?
She the pristine Christine, and she's slinging out motherfuckers, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the motherfuckers.
Here's the thing. All right. I'm gonna tell you, y'all. Vegas, you got everything off your chest, man. That was the wrong question to ask. Because you never got everything off your chest.
Yeah, I can go a few more.
Come on, bro. Don't go a few more. Just give me one more.
Let me just drop one on you real quick, man.
I mean, real quick.
All right, listen, man. I gotta hold it down for my boy Moneybag Yo real quick. Moneybag, yo, when you decide that you're going to get up and you're going to buy you a new, you're going to buy your girl a brand new Rolls Royce, my boy, you got to be anticipating DBS, okay? You got a whole, you got a whole baby mama out here, and she got her own little fan club that's going on, and then you got a whole bunch of hating people in the industry that's going to say something too. You went and bought your girl the white on white, new
Vegas.
Rolls Royce, yeah.
Vegas. You
I'm
know
just
I
hollering
hate
at my boy.
Y'all.
I'm just giving my boy some advice.
Hold on. Hold on. You know I had to cut you off. But what the goddamn hell is you talking about?
Okay. Nah, see, you ain't up on it, though, Ja. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta give my boy some advice real quick. All the listeners, they know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, Moneybag, listen, bro. When you go out here, you buy your new girl some new, right? You got to be anticipating the bull. But see, what you got to do is you got to get comfortable with ignoring it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Real ballers ball in peace. You see what I'm saying? And the reason why they ball in peace is because they anticipate the hate. You know what I'm saying? And then they alleviate the hate. You see what I'm saying? By ignoring it. Now, K. Michelle, let me invite you to my sit your ass down corner. Okay? Because you're too big and old. You're too big and old, baby girl. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I appreciate your body and things. I can look at that all day. You feel me? But sit your ass down. Please. Why you on here talking stuff about this man buying his girl a new car, but he want $100,000 from you for a verse? Of course. You ain't dropped shit since 2000. Matter of fact, you ain't dropped shit since 96. Stop playing. You feel me? Stop playing. Talking about you turning him down for some coochie. Man, listen here. First and foremost, I heard it stank. I'm going to just put that on hell right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, the industry talks, and you know your boy be in it.
Look, at the end of the day, man.
Hold on, because I ain't done. Let me
at the end of the day, man. Just
finish, y'all.
It's just can of tuna. At the end of the day, it's just can of tuna.
They say it's fish. They say it's only fish, but I'm saying all fish ain't good.
It's just can of tuna. Can of tuna.
K. Michelle, let me invite you into my sit your ass down corner. You and Kanye over here together. Okay? Y'all can parlay and politic over there. All right. Now you out here hating on this young man because he just bought his girl a car. Come on, man. Then you got the nerve to be up in the studio perpetrating like you working. And we ain't heard nothing since 94. Stop playing. You too old, man, for these games. You know, get you a nice little entanglement. Sit your ass down, man.
Everybody need a little bit of entanglement.
Get caught up. That'll buy you one of them things.
Get caught up in something real quick.
Mind your business. That's all I wanted. That's all I want to say. You know, on that. But Moneybag, back to you, player. This is what I'm saying, bro. Ball in peace, bro. Ignore him, bro. That's all you got.
Please. Tory Lanez. Cut in, because I'm tired.
Let me touch on something else.
Please cut in, because I'm tired.
You can cut in on this. Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez. Let us find out you the one shot.
They just don't know when to shut the fuck up.
Tory Lanez. Let us find out.
Everybody know. Tory Lanez. Prime example.
Hold on, John.
Don't know when to shut the fuck up.
You gonna want to get in on this, y'all. Tory Lanez.
Go ahead, bro.
Tory Lanez.
Go ahead.
Let us find out you the one shot Meg in the foot. Let us get some hardcore evidence. You the one shot Big Fine Meg in the foot, boy. Your ass is canceled. You canceled.
No, you did.
If we get some hardcore evidence that Tory Lanez is the one, two things gotta happen. If we get some hardcore evidence that Tory Lanez is the one that shot Meg Thee Stallion in the foot with her big fine ass, two things gotta happen. First and foremost, we got to forgive.
You really digging this Meg Thee Stallion chick, bro? I don't see it, man.
You got to understand me. You got to understand where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? I've been in a lot of places, seen a lot of things. And I can honestly say that Texas has the most well-built, thick guns I have ever seen in my life. I can honestly say that.
Okay.
I can honestly say that. They be both tall and thick and proportionate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can honestly say that. Yes, I appreciate me a Texas thick woman. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, Tory, two things got to happen. If we find out and we get some hardcore evidence, because I see they done upgraded the charges from a gun charge to an assault charge. Now, people were saying to me, and this goes back to my studies, you know what I'm saying, of the law system right now. A guy asked me, he said, If Tory was the one who shot, now this was just when it was just a gun charge. He said, if Tory was the one who shot Meg, then how come he didn't get an attempt murder charge? I said, listen, bro, in order for you to get an attempt murder charge, you got to shoot above the knee. They said she was shot in the foot. Now, if the charges get upgraded to assault, then we know he's the one who shot her. 2 days later, the charges got upgraded to assault. Tory, let us get some hardcore evidence that you shot Meg Thee Stallion, big fine ass. And two things got to happen. Number one. Everybody got to instantly forgive Chris Brown for whooping on Rihanna's ass. Not saying that I'm an advocate for domestic violence. I'm just saying he didn't shoot her.
Right. He didn't shoot her. Right.
He didn't shoot her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So everybody got to instantly forgive Chris Brown for that whole little incident right there. And Tory, your ass got to be canceled, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro. You got to That's be canceled. True. Just don't go around shooting black women, bro. You just don't do it.
That's right.
Just don't do it, bro. You just don't do it. I understand you only 5'2", 120 pounds. These are real numbers. You can check the police report. So you got a little short man's complex. But listen.
That's right.
There ain't no reason to go around shooting no black woman, bro. You just ain't.
Yeah, that's... something deep.
And Kylie Jenner, we know you was in the car. We know you was there. I'm done, y'all. What you got?
You know, I think Dylan, what you're saying about them, it's very, very sad that his anger got that way.
I mean, I feel like anger was already like that because, you know, like I said, you know, he got that short man's complex.
Yeah.
And I mean,
so
maybe she turned him down or something, because that woman is, I mean, she is an Amazonian woman now.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures.
And I mean, maybe she turned him down and he just exploded because, you know, and he shot her.
So they were dating?
No.
No. Okay.
They was never dating.
Okay.
Of course, we've seen them like hanging out together and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with over the last like year and a half or whatever. But like, nah, they was never dating. And really? So, yeah, I mean, hours before the incident occurred, there was a video of her, him, and Kylie Jenner swimming in the pool.
Yeah.
And like then like a couple hours later after that, it was like, oh yeah, you know, Tory just got arrested on gun charges, Meg was the victim and she got shot in the foot and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, so did Tory shoot her? And so we still don't have no hardcore evidence that he shot her. But you know, like I said earlier, I told the guy, if it gets upgraded to assault,
right,
then 9 times out of 10, he was the one who shot her. And, you know, nothing has been confirmed yet and still. So, I mean, but if he shot her, I mean, you got to cancel the young man. I mean,
right.
Yeah,
and people got canceled. But do you think it may could have been an accident?
I don't believe, because her and her team have both made, you know, public statements on online saying that her life was threatened. She was trying to.
Yes.
Trying to leave the situation.
Yes.
And then was shot.
That's right. I did read about that. That's right.
Not to cut you guys off.
I mean, but I still got some shit I want to talk about. That is not Megan Thee Stallion related. But I'm sure we all want to chime in on it, right?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
So here's the deal. Black Lives Matter. Correct?
Absolutely.
Correct.
Okay. Vegas, you and I were talking last night. And I had to step out. And it wasn't even last night. It was like this morning. And this is a very serious issue for me. I had to step out last night this morning. And take a breather. Because we all know that we're working on this wonderful venture. Ooh. And I had just been working on it, and it had become a little bit overwhelming to me. And in the still of the night, the peacefulness of the neighborhood, some cat decided to do what I could only define as some niggatry. In a quiet, peaceful neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just throw fireworks out of his door. And Vegas, I was on the phone with you. You know what I mean? And at some point, you were like, what's that? Like, some dude out, you know what I'm saying, doing some nigga shit. Cause that's the only way you could define it, at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Just setting off fireworks. You know
crazy.
What I'm saying? I mean,
that's just crazy.
My question is, do we really want peace? Do we really want the peace that we're asking for, that we're demanding, that we're in the streets for? You know what I'm saying? Do we really want that? Because hold on, brother. Because if we want it, we gotta act like we want it. We gotta act like we deserve it. We gotta act like we are grinding to get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we just had an 8-year-old girl, innocent, to be killed in I don't know what the fuck. So here's where the motherfuckers start to come in. It's motherfuckers out there that's acting like niggas. But we yelling Black Lives Matter. It's motherfuckers out there that's doing fuck shit. And then want people to sign off on Black Lives Matter. Yeah, they do matter. But then, goddamn, when you do stupid shit, nobody wants you around. In the still of the night, I'm conducting business. I'm on the phone talking to my constituent. And you just decide to throw out your door. Now, Vegas, I know. What you said after that was, hey, I don't know where you at, but I will ride through there. And see, that's the problem right there, because it's just fireworks. But on the other end, it sounds like gunfire.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Which immediately put my constituent in concern that if, hey, man, we ride or die.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
So now we got, because of your stupidity, and you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna call it for what it is. Because of your niggotry, we got a situation that don't even have to be a situation.
Right.
So when does it stop? When do we start to hold ourselves going back, Vegas, to the last episode and holding each other accountable, self-accountability?
Okay, so here's the thing, man. And I've spent a lot of time and years developing this plan. And anyone who knows me, you know, on a personal level. They know how adamant I am about my personal plans. I have a board that I look at every day, which is, you know, my key focus in life. And I've literally constructed, both in my mind and on paper, the perfect utopian, the perfect black utopian society.
Wow.
And in all honesty, it doesn't include those niggas.
No, I mean, look. Ayo, you laughing, man, but at a certain point, we gotta call these cats out. You know what I'm saying? I'm shocked that, you know, that he's speaking so candidly, but then again, it is Vegas. But yeah, I mean, at a certain point, you gotta goddamn do it, like, just like that.
But Vegas, go ahead, talking bro. That Marcus Garvey stuff, huh?
Right I on. Mean,
at some point, just like Josh said, at some point, you know, you got to not only you. And I feel like this, as far as you saying we have to hold them accountable, I don't think we have to hold them accountable. I think we have to hold ourselves accountable to know when it's time to hold them, when it's time to fold them, and when it's time to walk away. See what I'm saying? You have literal areas in this country where white people won't go because there are other brands of white people that they don't fuck with.
Right. That's true.
If I'm a suburban white person, I'm suburban Caucasian, I don't go visit the part of my family that lives in the trailer park. I don't let my children go visit that part of my family. I don't let my children even know that they exist. Why? Because we are trying to get so far removed from those people that their existence is insignificant. So yeah, in this vision that I have for the perfect utopian black society or black community, those niggas don't exist. They won't. It's not that they won't be granted entry. It's just that mentally and economically, they won't be able to afford admission. It costs. And I ain't talking about, you know, a note of the U.S. Treasury costs. I mean, you have to be on a certain, you have to have a certain mental inclination, spiritual inclination. And yeah, we testing everything because we ain't trying to get no infiltration. Because I see a lot of y'all out here fake black and fake, just fake. You know what I mean? So, nah, there won't be any room for you. It just won't. It won't be tolerated. It just. I mean, even I spoke about it briefly on Twitter one time, and one guy came in and was saying, when I come to your city, can I start a gang there?" And I said, "Whoa,
what?
Right, exactly.
Can he start a? He's asking permission. Can he start a gang?"
Right, and I said, "Listen, bro.
Fuck no, motherfucker. What the fuck are you talking?" Here's exactly where the motherfuckers start the flow.
See, now I gotta let you know, and see, me, I'm a little more diplomatic than that. See, I gotta let you know, first and foremost, in order for me to answer your question, I have to let you know what the foundations of gangs are, which is the foundation of gangs is that they stem from a feeling of inequality. I feel like the people on your block is living better than mine based on this red line that we've been restricted to. So now we gonna bang this and y'all gonna bang that. Our whole purpose is to protect our neighborhood and y'all feel like y'all protecting y'all. But if we see y'all coming over here, then we not going for that. You know what I mean? So I had to let him know that the whole concept of the city is black unity. We move in unison. Everything that we do is a part of a larger picture that contributes to the community. So there won't be, so division in any type of way won't be tolerated. As quickly as we get you up in there, as quickly as we will get your ass up out of there.
Right on.
Right on.
So L, what's your take on that?
I love it. Vegas is so wise in his young years. And I absolutely agree that there are people out there that are just niggers. And I've seen them. I live around them.
You really coming out of your shell on this episode.
Hey, whatever. I'm a changed woman now.
Right on. I like that.
I just was reborn.
Say what you gotta say.
I gotta say that because you have your 4 and 5 year old children cursing. You cursing at them, they cursing back at you.
What?
Yeah.
And then
when they start cursing back, we have an issue.
But then that 5 year old comes by and asks you a question and you tell her no. She gets mad and start tearing down stuff that's on your door. That's nigger tree. So what basically I had to do, I didn't even go to the mother. This happened while I wasn't at home. I went directly to the 5 year old. In front of her mother, I said, I need to speak with you. And she said, okay. And she came to me and we had a discussion about her attitude and about her destruction. I felt like that I had to be a parent to this child, that I have no idea what her name was until today. So to me, yes, that's nigger trick. You were raised that way.
Me, man, this couldn't have been me, man, last night, because me personally, if I had been, you know, standing there in that situation, and Jock can attest to this, if I would have been standing there talking to you face to face and that situation happened, there would have been no stopping me. I would have went down there. I would have knocked on that door and said, hey, man, what the fuck is your problem? Don't you see I'm out here talking to my guy?
And I understand Vegas, but at the same time, that is what Jaw is talking about regarding peace.
Because I mean, something, and the thing about it is, and this is my personal understanding of can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
This is just my Jaw. Can you hear me?
I got you. Go ahead.
This is just my personal understanding of, I'm just talking about on any level of bullshit, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit only understands bullshit. But see, when you find out, because I'm gonna keep it nice and I'm gonna keep it cool and I'm gonna keep it real peaceful until you find out you approach me with bullshit and then you find out that my level of bullshit far surpasses yours.
Right. Right.
Because exactly.
We can take this wherever you want to go into whatever level you want to go. It all depends on you.
I've been kicking bullshit since 89 and I wasn't born until 91. So when you find out when that level of bullshit finds out that you are willing to surpass that level of bullshit, then it tends to, you know, adjust accordingly. Mm-hmm. So like I said, you know, Ja, you can attest that if I had been standing there in person, there would have been no stopping me, man. No, man, you ain't gotta. Oh no, I have to, because I have to make it known.
Yeah.
Certain shit just ain't gonna fly. You ain't gonna. I'm not gonna be.
That's no lie right there. But hey, look, guys, man. This conversation can go on and on and on, and like we do it on Talk Black to Me all the time, every week. We just bring you the real, and whether you know it or not, none of this stuff is scripted. None of this stuff is planned. None of this stuff is edited. You know what I'm saying? We just give it to you straight up, just like we're doing right now. You know what I mean? I mean, these are our views and our opinions, and we really don't give a damn. To be totally honest, we just bring it to you and talk about it. You know what I mean? We don't cut it. Right. Obviously. I mean, I didn't sling out as many motherfuckers as I wanted to, so let me sling out another motherfucker just to make sure I got some motherfuckers in this episode. But, and I can do it because it's my damn show. But,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I say it the way I say it, and I open the door for people to say it the way they want to say it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it needs to be said. If you can relate, it's for you. If you can't, it's for you. Point blank, simple. I'm sitting here with the baddest co-host that the world has ever produced. My girl LL. I think the coldest co-host the world has ever produced. My girl LL.
And my main jigger behind the trigger,
man. Always that one with that opinionated opinion. And his shit be so far out the box sometimes, he even convinced me, like, damn, never thought about that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That dude, Vegas. I think he dropped off, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay. Vegas, you there?
Nah, I'm still on here, man. All independent, right. Independent, but always in it. And my bullshit can keep the world spinning, baby. Let's go.
I love it.
See what I mean? See what I mean? Don't even have to pay for that shit. You that is right there. You know what I'm saying? But look, L, let's get ready to sign off, baby.
Okay, Ja. Well, it has been a pleasure today being with you guys, being back with you guys for so long.
Right on.
Y'all really have a special place in my heart. And I hope that we will continue from time to time, because I will be having my new show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The LL show.
You got your own show popping off. Yeah. You got to look here, man. Talk Black to Me, man. We produce the biggest, boldest, baddest, and the best.
That's
right. You ain't fucking with us now. You know what I'm saying? We don't come. Motherfuckers don't just come through here to just get on a mic. Motherfuckers come through here to goddamn do something better. You know what I'm saying? Something bigger. We grow.
That's right.
So, yeah. What's happening? Talk to me about that real quick. Put it real quick in my ear hole. Come on,
on the new Once United Radio Network.
Say it again.
The brand new.
Uh-huh.
One United Radio One Network.
United
Our
Radio
Network.
Oh, sugar.
That's right. That's right. What a wonderful name for this radio station. I really liked it, Ja, when you came to me with it. I was very honored that you came to me with it. I loved it from the very beginning, that name. And I hadn't thought about doing a show. I have been a guest on another show, but I love Talk Black to Me. I love being on this show. And I will definitely continue to be on this show. But I do have a new show, my own show, The LL Show. And it will be on the One United Radio Network.
Right on. Hours.
Boy, you a fool town too. But, but yeah, man. So I'm gonna cut in right there, L, and say that, you know, even before Vegas even gets started with his brand of whatever he gonna come with.
Yes, sir. This
is not in any way a separation of Talk Black to Me. You know what I'm saying? We are a unit. We are fam.
That's
you know what I'm saying? And it, I mean, the passion that I feel for doing this show with you guys, the three of us, when we get on the mic, like I said, man, it just flows.
Effortless. That's right. It does.
Expanding. I got one brother, and you know who I'm talking about, L. I can't mention his name just yet. You know what I'm saying? But he's already signed on, and he's ready to go. He just wants to do it, make the official announcement on his show that he's going to be part of the network as well. But, dude, this thing is so awesome.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it.
He is. You know what I'm saying? He is.
And this is from my heart to you guys, to the people. You know what I mean? I appreciate you. I thank you. I love you. I mean, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible right now of where we're going. So, One United Radio Network, we're all part of it. No, we are not breaking up. We are venturing out.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
So, don't ever get it misconstrued. We're not breaking up Talk Black to Me. We just planted seeds. And now these seeds are starting to grow. And they're growing into One United Radio. I'll give you a little bit more after my man Vegas gets through whatever the hell finna come out his mouth.
All right, first and foremost, I would just like to say, man, follow me on Twitter at MVX Melodic. That's Melodic with a K at the end. Follow me on Instagram at the same thing, MVX Melodic with a K at the end. Also, big shout out to Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta. We got a lot of love and respect for you, love. We definitely stand behind you.
Fuck kidding, man.
You know, we hoping that you and your family, get well soon. Shout out to the mayor of New York too, the Cuomo dude. I fucks with you. anytime you run for president, my boy, I might just vote for you. I don't fuck with democracy, but I might vote for you. I appreciate you, you know, shipping material down there to Atlanta in support of Keisha. You know what I'm saying? The governor of Georgia, I would like to say fuck you very much. Thank God that we are on our radio network.
One United, baby.
That's right. So you, the governor, you heard what I said. I ain't got to say it twice.
No. Say it again.
The governor. I don't even know your name, white boy.
Kemp. Fuck. Brian Kemp.
Governor Kemp. Brian Kemp. Yeah. Fuck you very much.
Here come. Hold on. Get ready.
Me personally, I feel like I'm already on a couple of watch lists and all that otherwise right now, so I really don't even care right now. Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, fuck you, bro.
Okay,
There it is.
Also, too, I want to throw this in right here, right now. I'm dropping my EP, Audio Mirage, next month. Mm-hmm. That's August 19th, 2020.
Okay.
And also, too, I want to formally announce my personal podcast / online radio show, which will also be live on air. Cognac and Conversation.
All right now.
Y'all know I got my own brand of bullshit. I'm working on my own brand of cognac.
Say it.
Specifically for y'all listening pleasure. So y'all come on through and let's do what family do. Cut straight to the chase, fan some flies and tell some lies. And participate in my particular brand of bullshit.
Boy, you country too.
That's all right, Vegas. I hear you.
Hey, look, man. Look, like I always said, man, it's a pleasure doing this work with you guys. It always is and always will be. L, you know what I'm saying? You know you always welcomed. Shit, angling in front. You fam on this show. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
Right on. Vegas, I mean, obviously, you fam as well. You know what I'm saying? We won United. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we gonna kick it. I've been waiting for the longest to unveil this this new venture. I knew it was coming, but I just didn't know what it was gonna be. But I could just feel it. You know what I'm saying? So what we have done is we have collectively built our radio network. One United Radio Network. Well, we can speak freely. We can play what we want and say what we want whenever we want. 24/7. All the time. Anytime.
I think right here you should insert a snippet of Devin the Dude song.
Say what the fuck you bone say. I just
walk on
and just do what the fuck you wanna do. Go ahead and say what the fuck you wanna say. Do what the fuck you wanna do. Go ahead and say what the fuck you wanna do.
I already knew what you was hitting, brother. Appreciate you.
Right on.
You might get that shit, man. But by the same token, man, look, check us out, man. If you like the show, you're gonna love the network. If you like the network, dude, you really gonna love what's coming down the pike, because we got some really, really hot shows. We just doggone added 3 on this episode, and I got another 12 that's waiting in the wings. As a matter of fact, I need to go ahead and doggone email them now. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it's work to do. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to end up with 15, but we won 24/7. OneUnitedRadio.com. OneUnitedRadio.com. One more time.
OneUnitedRadio.com.
Check us out. Get in, man. We finna do it. I mean, screw that. We already doing it. You're on the late freight if you don't already know about it. You know what I'm saying? So there it is, man. From the blackest show on radio and the world's greatest co-host, man.
Hello.
Right on. And to my main jigger behind the trigger.
Vegas.
Slow on that one, bro. We out. We love you. Peace. Hey, to my cohort, L in Vegas.
Yes.
But love y'all, man. Couldn't have done it without you.
Show that. Love you
too.
What?